bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, it's Alex. This week's story is from Jen Marie. She's a very positive presence in the Star Wars community. She loves Vader and Ahsoka, and she runs the amazing blog called Anakin and His Angel. Recently, she's been writing a lot about Galaxy's Edge, so make sure to check out her post for all your Galaxy's Edge planning needs. So without further ado, welcome to episode 19 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hello everyone, my name is Jen Marie, and I run an 18-year-old blog called Anakin and His Angel, where I share everything from Star Wars style and collecting to event coverage and unboxing videos. I love creating a wide range of content, both on my blog and my social media pages. Being able to engage with other fans of the franchise through blogging is something I look forward to every single day. Many of these people have become my friends, and I couldn't be more grateful for that. But let's back up a little bit. I've been a fan of Star Wars since I was a child. I remember walking into the living room one day and seeing the scene from A New Hope where Obi-Wan gives Luke his father's lightsaber on the TV and feeling completely mesmerized. I'd never seen anything like it before, and I basically wanted my own lightsaber right then and there. My parents recognized that I had a great interest in Star Wars, so they took me to the theater to see A New Hope for the first time during its re-release in 1997. Needless to say, I absolutely loved it. I was obsessed. My instant favorites were Darth Vader, Han Solo, and Princess Leia. I also immediately loved TIE Fighters. I began collecting Star Wars items after I saw the movie. I remember going to KB Toys with my brothers and picking up some of the Bendems figures, which I still have to this day. And can I just say that I think they should bring the Bendems figures back and recreate them and just make them in all of the new characters that we didn't have back then? How cool would that be? My brothers and our friends used to portray our favorite Star Wars characters from the movies and make up our own stories. Since everyone wanted to be Leia and we couldn't really settle on who would be her, we had different versions of her. And by that, I mean Leia, Leia, and Leia. Thankfully, now we have many more female characters to admire and to look up to. Believe it or not, when I was younger, I was a bit more obsessed with Han Solo than I was Darth Vader, who is my all-time favorite character. I wanted to marry Harrison Ford, and according to my dad, I married him in my dreams, which may have been due to my Han Solo pillow. A lot of my collection consisted of Han Solo merchandise. One of my favorites, which I still have, is a Han Solo in carbonite beach towel that I purchased back when the official online Star Wars shop was around. It's pretty amazing. I was 13 when I saw The Phantom Menace in 1999, and something happened. My love for Star Wars grew immensely, and it wasn't something that I thought could happen. I guess I just really connected with that film in a different way than the old trilogy at that time in my life. I immediately went home and I redecorated my room with everything Star Wars. I didn't have posters at that time, so I taped up several trading cards to my wall. Yeah, I still can't believe I did that, but I just really love Star Wars and I wanted to be surrounded by it, I guess. I became more serious about collecting once I saw The Phantom Menace. I collected everything from action figures to cereal boxes. My mom helped me acquire everything that I wanted to get my hands on. She even asked the Albertsons store manager for the life-size R2-D2 cooler that was a prop in their store, and he kindly gave it to her to give to me. My dad also kept an eye out as well. He used to be in the screen printing business, and one day he brought me home this gigantic banner for the release date of The Phantom Menace on DVD and VHS. It covered up an entire wall in my bedroom. This was really an exciting time in my life because for the first time I had new Star Wars movies to look forward to. I was quite taken with the relationship between Anakin and Padme, and was anxious to see what would happen with them in the next two movies. So I wanted a place to talk about their relationship, but also provide upcoming Star Wars news. In 2000, I started Anakin and His Angel. Back then, it was more of a website. I had a full team who helped me run various areas of the website, like the forums and our newsletter. It was extremely fun, and I enjoyed working with my friends to provide other fans with the best Star Wars fix. In 2002, I repped my Anakin and His Angel handmade t-shirt, along with my Jedi robe, and I got in line to see the midnight showing of Attack of the Clones. This was a very special day because it was the day I met my husband Jason and Len. He was dressed just as a generic Sith, and I approached to ask if I could take a photo of him for my website as I was documenting the day. We then exchanged email addresses and wrote each other every single day until we saw each other again for a couple more midnight showings, and then we began to hang out more, and eventually we started dating. Yeah, Star Wars has always been our thing, and we're excited to be celebrating our 12th wedding anniversary during Star Wars Celebration Anaheim in 2020. After Revenge of the Sith was released in 2005, the fandom died down, and so did my website. There just wasn't much happening, and a lot of fans honestly seemed to lose interest, so I resorted to creating a Facebook page for Anakin and His Angel during the downtime. When the Clone Wars debuted, that was very exciting. However, I didn't bring my website back just yet and continued with updates on Facebook. It wasn't until 2012, when it was announced that Disney had acquired Lucasfilm, that I relaunched Anakin and His Angel, this time as a blog. Honestly, at first, I didn't like the idea of more movies. I thought the story was already perfect and I was worried the new stories would ruin it. The Force Awakens is now on my list of top three favorite Star Wars movies, so I was obviously completely wrong about that. Overall, I'm just very appreciative of all the content we have to enjoy now, and I'm most looking forward to seeing how this new trilogy ends with The Rise of Skywalker. Yay, J.J. Abrams! However, I enjoy much of what Star Wars has to offer, and I'm very much excited about the other projects as well, like The Mandalorian and Season 7 of The Clone Wars. In case you couldn't already tell, Star Wars has impacted my life in a big way, and I love being able to express my love for it not only through my blog and collecting, but through what I wear on an everyday basis. I have Ashley Eckstein of Her Universe to thank for that. She was the one who started creating geeky fashion for female fans, and I don't know what we would do without her in this fandom. I remember a time when all I had in my wardrobe were boxy Star Wars t-shirts, and now I have everything from jewelry to jackets. I love how inspiring the Star Wars stories are and how relatable the characters can be, but what I love most about Star Wars is how it brings people together. I love being able to share it with my husband, all of my family, and my friends. I think it's important to remember that we all love different aspects of Star Wars and that it's okay. It's a beautiful thing when we can accept each other's likes and dislikes and just celebrate what we love. I know it can be tough online, but going to events like Star Wars Celebration is a perfect example of what this community can truly be like. Thanks for listening to my story. You can find my blog at AnakinAndHisAngel.com. My social media handle is AnakinAndHisAngel on all platforms except for Twitter, where I am at Across the Stars. I look forward to meeting you.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Jen Marie, and you can find her at Across the Stars on Twitter and at Anakin and His Angel on Instagram. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story at lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making the show happen. And if you want to reach out to us, you can find us on Twitter at lip_lightsabers and myself at Alex Leonis. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!